From Harare, Zimbabwe, to the World Wide Web.
You are listening to T-Mac and Cookie Monster on the Radiant Culture Podcast.
Every week, we lead you in conversation on life, God, and pop culture. Our goal is to get you to ask questions and compare what today's culture is telling us versus what the Bible says.
If you're a non-believer, we hope that our conversation will shed more light on what the Christian faith is really about.
Never miss an episode by subscribing through our website, www.radiantculture.africa.
Or you can find us on iTunes.
Like our Facebook page, look up Radiant Culture, and follow us on Twitter at Radiant Culture.
If you're on Instagram, it's Radiant_culture.
Radiant Culture. It's life, it's truth, it's lit.
Stay tuned.
What's up, everybody? This is Cookie Monster, and we're back again for yet another episode. So today's topic is a very, very, very exciting one, very interesting one, something we've kind of been thinking about a lot. And it's a bit of a continuation from last week's topic. But before I introduce the topic, we have in the house some really cool people. I have next to me the one and only Biscuit. Biscuit, what's going on?
Not much, man. It's still heat.
Yeah. What's with the American accent? Are you like trying to...
You didn't bring one, so I figured I'd just fill in the gaps. We expected you to come back with a nice something.
You know what? I kind of concluded that my accent was good enough. It's exotic.
Okay. Cool, man.
So I'm going to maintain. But today we also have somebody else. This guy is like super cool, right? Clements Wonder. What's happening, Clements?
Not much. How's it going, bro?
Good. So he prefers to be called C Wonder because apparently he thinks he's a wonder, right?
But no, actually, my mom thinks I'm a wonder, so they called me Clements Wonder. So
okay, cool. So if mommy thinks it, then I think it's true. Let's not try to prove her wrong, right?
Right on, brother.
Yeah.
Right on.
So today's topic is: are Christians meant to be unpopular? Right. It's kind of like one of those weird kind of topics, right? But it's actually a real question. Like, are Christians meant to be unpopular? Like, should we be unpopular? Because the Bible kind of seems to allude to the fact that, you know, towards the end of times, and it feels like this is where we are right now, right? Like, the world is on this really slippery slope at the moment. And Biscuit kind of alluded to the fact last week that if you look at even the book of Revelation and everything it talks about, it kind of refers to the fact that, you know, things are going to get worse for people who believe in God. So should we just adopt that attitude that things are going to get worse and terrible, so let's not even care about what's happening in the world? We shouldn't care about being famous and popular. Or should we actually give a something?
I don't know, man. Isn't popularity in itself vanity? And doesn't the Bible kind of point blank suggest we should not aspire for vanity?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, for me, I think the thing is, being popular and being famous are two different things. Being popular doesn't necessarily mean that I'm actually going out and seeking being popular. Mm-hmm. Take Jesus, for example. He didn't go out seeking to be popular, but because of his acts and what he did, he attracted a lot of attention because he was living a different culture altogether, a different way of living, which we are called to be. The Ecclesia, which is the church, right?
You're getting too deep now.
So, so I think in that manner, we're not supposed to seek popularity, but just because of the way that we live our lives, we're going to attract certain attention and certain things are going to be like, okay, cool. So what's up with this guy?
Yeah, I agree. All right. I'll keep throwing spades into that a little bit, but popularity means you're in the favor of the people, but which is why they're seeking you, which is why they like you. That's great. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. People are meant to be kind of popular by default because you're doing something nice. But on the other side, it also means you're not rocking the boat. It also means you're not disrupting. It also means you are not a problem when you are more popular. It means you are agreeing with whatever people currently like. Hmm. So it could also show that as Christians, we are not causing any issues. We're not disrupting anyone's lives. We're not being of any effect. Hmm. We're like sweet chili sauce, which is good on everything. We're not really like salt, which sometimes makes things taste a bit dodgy. But yeah, we're just, you know, good with everything.
Well, there are two sides of the coin, where you can be popular because people like you, or you can be popular because people don't like you.
But that's infamy.
True.
True. And I think Jesus was close to being infamous
than
he was being popular. So people were coming out of curiosity, not because they liked him, but they're like, who's causing that issue?
Mm-hmm.
So let me go find out about the guy. They didn't have TV. They didn't have Kwese. So it was like, I need to know what's happening. So right. they had to go. But I don't know if they liked him. Then they liked him. Yes, then they liked him afterwards. But I don't know if that's what drew people.
Does popularity not come with influence? Mm. And should we not then be seeking to use that influence for the kingdom of God? Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
And popular to who?
That's a good question.
The world or the church or both?
Because someone could argue that you need to be popular to the world in order to, you know, get the world to come. I don't know if that's entirely right, but I think someone could say that.
I guess if you look at the way the world is kind of working right now, where, you know, social media has become very dominant, you know, as a media platform, and how popular you are is often measured by the number of followers you have or the kind of people that are following you, that sort of thing, right? So you've got that. And, you know, there are people who've literally built a whole career on social media and YouTube videos and all of that. So on that basis, right, as believers, should we not then be seeking to become popular? Have 10,000 likes and have 20,000 followers on Instagram, right? For whatever, I don't know. They like you because you've got style or because you say a lot of clever things. I don't know. And then at some point, you then begin to use that to influence people for the kingdom of God. Doesn't that work?
You know, I do think, though, popularity and influence can be separate things. They usually come together. But for instance, I won't stick in the 20th century. A king has influence. They don't have to be liked,
mm-hmm.
but they can make things happen regardless of your opinion
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they can be mutually exclusive. Usually mm-hmm. in this day and age, because we don't have that kind of system, they meld and they become one. And to get the influence, you need to be popular. But still, it kind of reeks of bending
mm-hmm.
to the whims of the people in order to get the influence to affect the people. What happens when you do something they don't like? Then your popularity drops and they won't follow you anymore.
Hmm. Uh-huh. But isn't that what's happening now? Like, if you look at it, that if you're a famous preacher or you're like, you know, someone who's well known within church circles, many times people will follow you until you begin to tread on, you know, those touchy issues, touchy, sensitive topics, right? So you know, many times you find that a lot of guys that are popular are not really, you know, confronting issues like homosexuality or, you know, those other issues that are controversial, right? They still remain popular. And so what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is that maybe what we should do as Christians is to stop seeking popularity among church folk, because a lot of Christian folk are popular among church folk already, right? Should we not then seek to be popular with people who are not church folk so that somehow we bring them over? Does that work?
What does it mean to seek popularity, though? What does it actually mean to be popular?
To get more likes and more followers.
Okay, so you, being Cookie Monster on Rated Culture, would you like to be popular?
Well, that's a bit too personal.
No, for the show to continue on,
yeah.
and to get more likes and more views.
I'd like the show to be popular.
It's totally altruistic.
Right, this is all very altruistic, you know. The show must be popular.
But not you.
Well, you know,
but you are the show.
I'm not the show.
Okay,
the show is about Jesus.
The name must go higher and higher, and yours must go
the name of the show higher.
The name of the show, yeah.
Peace, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Got it. You guys are terrible. You guys are absolutely terrible. No, but on a real though, like, you know what? These are questions that I struggle with sometimes, right? Where, I have these conversations in my mind a lot. Often I stop and I ask, Hesh, with some of the things that I'm seeing people do, especially Christians, right? I'm thinking, is this really still about God? Or maybe it's because I've got a part of me is still a bit traditional in the way that I view that I view church, right? And that the way I view Christianity. And so sometimes I'm disturbed when I see people who are out there trying to push themselves and trying to push their brands. And I'm just like, but you're doing the exact same thing with the Jesus label on, right? And maybe I need to even examine that because I don't know. But I'm just saying part of me feels a little uncomfortable with some of that. Yeah, that's why, if I were to post everything that happens in my life and every outfit I'm wearing, I struggle with stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, I've got moments where I'll visit some significant place and I want to post it, but it's just not me as a person. I just feel like, okay, why does everybody need to know that, you know, today I'm wearing my new Jordans or whatever, right? They're mine. I've got new Jordans, by the way. But I'm just saying, like, instigators, right? Red and black. They're really dope. But anyway, so you don't need to know that. But they look really nice on me. But I'm just saying, like, stuff like that, right? It's just weird. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I rest my case.
I don't know. Hey, I still think you can't have both. You can't seek popular. You cannot seek the approval of man and expect to get anywhere with God, really speaking. Because at some point in time, even if you get that approval, you're going to be asked to make a choice. You're going to have to go up that mountain and sacrifice something. And I think that's happened to a lot of preachers. They get the popularity by default of them reflecting Christ. Mm-hmm. And then God asks them, right, let's see which one you want more. You've had this great popularity. Let's see if you're willing to give it up. I'm going to ask you to do something you don't like. I'm going to take away your jet. I'm going to take away your ministry. I'm going to do all this. Let's see which one you still have to choose. And I think God does not want to be secondary to how popular you are amongst his own flock. So I don't think we can. I think what's important is to have influence and then have influence grounded on the right things. If the influence happens to make you popular to certain people, because you will never please all men, then so be it. I mean, hey, that's what happened. You had nothing to do with it. But if you go out there and you buy a Facebook ad to get your ministry more noticed, or you specifically, not even your ministry, fine, maybe your ministry, that's another gray area, we can talk about that, but you yourself to say, look at me, I'm wearing my brand new Cavalli shoes or something, and see me sitting on my chair here posing and looking great, and look at the wonderful miracles I've been part of, and the people who I've allowed to stand up and walk, and you do that to get more followers, to get more reach, there's something that's messed up. Something has happened in all of that. There's a bit of corruption that's fallen in there, I think.
Yeah.
I don't have Cavalli shoes, so maybe when I've got them,
right,
I might have a different opinion.
Yeah, so maybe we should work on getting you Cavalli
shoes. I think the audience should test me and see if I can be approved. So you can check the details at the bottom of this podcast for my mailing address. I'm willing. I will lay myself before your testing.
Everybody needs to know my shoe size.
Yeah, I'm a 9 if you're looking at American, maybe 8 if you're looking UK. I don't know the other places, but find something in between. We can send it back.
We're not endorsing this right now. This guy is just...
It's just my altruism.
Yeah, there we go. So I want us to bring this to the person of Jesus, right? Because I think Jesus is the model for what we ought to be aspiring to as believers. And somebody said earlier that, you know, Jesus was popular. And then you said he was unpopular. I think it was a bit of both.
Depending on the person's perspective.
Let's just say he was influential.
He was.
Very influential.
Yes, very influential.
Right. So my question is, there are lots of things that Jesus says in scripture that seem to, you know, assume that we should not be seeking popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Things like you should carry your cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want to be my follower, you should...
Deny yourself.
And carry your cross and follow me. That implies that you're going to have this burden that you're carrying.
Right.
Right. And if you look at what Jesus had to go through with the cross, the picture is a very gloomy one, mm-hmm. right? Jesus also says things like, whoever wants to be greatest among you mm-hmm. must be your servant, mm-hmm. right? So I'm looking at all those pictures that Jesus paints, and yet he was very popular. In fact, he says, my food is to do the will of God. He was mm-hmm. doing his father's mm-hmm. work. Mm-hmm. But he became very popular, like very influential. Everybody knew him. So as believers, how are we supposed to do this? Right? On one end, we're supposed to be serving. We're supposed to be like sheep among wolves, right? Yet on another end, we want to be as influential as Jesus was. We want to have an impact in our society and in our communities. So it seems to almost be like a bit of a paradox, or at least in my mind. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it comes down to the motive and to the actual agenda that you're pushing. Well, for us as Christians, we push the Jesus agenda first. We push the kingdom of God beyond ourselves. So it's not me going out there and saying, hey, I can do this, hey, I can do that. But we're saying Jesus can do this, God can do this. We're pushing God as the agenda. Same thing as Jesus when he came back. I mean, when Jesus came, not came back.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say,
he's coming.
I missed the rapture. Oh, we missed the rapture.
So when he came, you know, that's exactly what he was pushing. He was pushing the kingdom agenda. And that caused him to be popular or very famous because it was like, what is this guy talking about? You know? So he's preaching this new message, this new fundamental. Well, not necessarily himself, because everyone else was pushing themselves. Mm-hmm. Pharisees were pushing themselves. Like, hey, we can do this. We are this, we are that. But they weren't as popular or as famous as Jesus was. Same thing with us. The more we push the kingdom agenda, God is going to cause that to grow, because that's exactly what he called us to be. A light in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So I think if we push that agenda and if we stay focused and relying on God to do what he's supposed to be doing, not necessarily me pushing my agenda, pushing what I want to do, you know, just pushing my flesh, you mm-hmm. know, the type of thing, it'll just reflect badly on others.
So my question to your comment, C. Wanda, is this. If you don't mind me disclosing what you are like a video film producer, or what do you call what you do? What's the exact?
I just say cinematographer.
Yeah,
that's it.
Cinematographer, and he's deep. Like, this guy has done some pretty awesome stuff. Just so you know, right? And he doesn't come cheap. So anyway, my question is: you want to push your brand, okay?
Right.
How do you push your brand without pushing yourself? And having yourself as the agenda. Okay, how please somebody help me ask this better. Because
you know, yeah, right, I'm pushing right, my work. Right. I'm not pushing, this is Clemens Wanda, he does this and this and that. I'm pushing my work. This
that's
is the work
what,
that
that's
I
what I
say.
I think there's a difference between, all right, mm-hmm. I'm in the same field, sort of, mm-hmm. the close cousin to it. Mm. And
the weird cousin.
The weird cousin. Very weird cousin. Very weird cousin. We like it though. But it's good. I need to be popular. If I don't become popular for what I do, I mm-hmm. won't get work, which I need to survive. Mm-hmm. But that's very different from trying to make yourself mm. popular for you. Yeah. I don't mm-hmm. know if yeah. I'm really differentiating them well.
Like a Christian Paris.
Yeah, you're pushing your brand. You're yeah. pushing your work. You're not necessarily pushing Tino Makoa.
Yeah, I'm pushing my work. Yeah, but me myself. As a person, it doesn't matter if I'm popular or not, but my work should be.
Yeah. Okay.
So that will bring me to a different question. And I'm just going to first go on to read the definition of popular, because we always do that in this thing. We always mm-hmm. seem to get these definitions. So popular means common and among the general, generally accepted. It means cultivating the favor of the common people. It means liked by many people, generally pleasing, widely admired. There's negative versions of that word popular, like of low birth or not noble or whatever, but that's different. So, putting aside the popularity of you yourself, let's track the steps of the people we are maybe talking about more, maybe preachers or people who are trying to purport the gospel and are led astray. They will start off by saying, I want to make the gospel popular. I want to make God popular. Now, mm-hmm. is that something we're supposed to pursue? because we need to get the word out there? Are we trying to make more people like Jesus? And then somewhere along the lines, I think what happens is somewhere, then the person doing it gets mm-hmm. popular, and then they mm-hmm. they become it. Yeah. But was their initial intent right? Was, listen, I need my youth group to really go crazy so that we reach more people and tell them more about Christ. Mm-hmm. So I need to make my youth group popular. That's the
question.
According
to your definition, I don't think that's what we're supposed to be striving for.
Mm-hmm.
Because generally people are not even going to like the gospel. Because it goes against our flesh. It goes against everything that we're trying to promote, the worldly agenda. So we're never going to go out and be liked by the world. Otherwise, we're just becoming like the world. We're just becoming like them. We mm-hmm. will be adopting what they do into our own things that we're doing, right? So I don't think we're supposed to be popular, because like what you said, it's generally accepted.
Yeah.
So Christianity in itself is never going to be general. Well, let me not say never, but it's usually not generally accepted.
Interesting.
So a Christian superstar is an oxymoron.
I remember we did a whole episode on this last year or something. I think it's a bit of, I don't know. Guys, you know what?
Yeah.
I think I've got the potential to be a superstar, so I don't want to say anything right now,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I could, this is live, and it's going to be, this is being broadcast, and then like one day someone will pull it out and say, this guy said he never wanted to be popular. And then
that'll make you more popular, man. They're like, he didn't even want it.
Just came.
Yeah.
But on a...
to fell upon me.
Okay, anyway, so moving along. Someone can run an NGO and they are wanting to take care of kids who've been affected by the hurricane, but that person's motive is that they want to push their own agenda, right? They know that X amount of money is going to come from all these donors. They're going to take a quarter of that for themselves and misdirect it. So their whole motive is messed up, even though to the world it may look like they're the most amazing persons. I'm just using that example. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, but I'm just saying that it's about your heart. It's about how you view what you do and the value that you place on it based on your relationship with God. So, yeah.
Okay. I guess it still supports that you can't, if it's your heart to just be doing what you are called to do, you're not seeking popularity. It's just going to fall upon you or happen to you or whatever. You could be a sports person,
mm-hmm.
really, really good at what you do, and you could be the best badminton player in the world, and you became popular for it, but you're a Christian,
right?
And whilst you're doing what you're doing, you're ministering,
mm-hmm.
but you are also very popular.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with it.
But this brings us to another point, guys. You know, why is it that when a famous person becomes Christian, everyone makes noise about it? So for example,
especially Christians,
we love it
so much.
It's like if
Justin Bieber.
Let's just
not
say.
That we're saying he's not, but right. We don't know.
So for the purpose of this discussion, we'll say he's not. For example, if Justin Bieber were to walk into church and come up for the altar call, I'm pretty sure it would be big news, right? Everyone would clap.
Oh, that was big news because he comes to this concert so he could rededicate his life. That was big news.
You see?
Yeah.
It would be like huge news. But there's just that person, you know, the ordinary guy who walked into church, who, you know, nobody really knows him. He walks up, goes for the altar call, and gives his life to Jesus. Or, you know, sometimes we'll make noise about someone like Justin Bieber giving their life to Jesus, and we'll take very little notice of people who are going out as missionaries and risking their lives for the gospel, or people who are doing things that are not necessarily noteworthy, if I can call it that, in our eyes, but it's really making an impact in the kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
right? So I'm saying that, is it also because even Isuzu, as Christians, that we've kind of become weird about this thing, that mm-hmm. it's like we don't know what we ought to value anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So we place a lot of emphasis on something that is like popular by the world standards and may not necessarily be popular by God's standards.
Yeah, I think part of it would like to chip into their popularity already. Now, let's say Justin Bieber, right? You know he's got a fan base, the Believers, Bleepers, those guys, right? So he...
Aren't you one of them?
No, hell no. Okay. Him coming in to the church and we're just like, oh, snap. So all of a sudden, all these followers are going to hear the gospel, right? Because automatically they're sort of thinking, now our reach has expanded through Justin Bieber and his followers. So those guys used to listen to him are still going to listen to him when he makes a Christian album.
What are they called? Believers.
Believers,
they're going to now become believers. From be believer to believer.
You know what I mean? Right. Exactly.
They'll be Jeebus now.
Shut up. So we'd like to ride on that. At least that's what I think. I don't know how true that is, but yeah.
I don't think it's... all right, the media... To answer part of your question, I'll say fake news. And that the world has... We are skewed in our viewpoints. We get very excited when a person who was in the world, quote unquote, comes to Christ or has a massive turning. And we ignore the average Joe or the missionaries who are doing far more, shall we say, at the time. That is just a skewed viewpoint that we have in the world. Maybe because, we've learned to elevate the wrong kind of thing. But there's another side to it. The world goes crazy when Justin Bieber converts. Yeah. Look a year later. Yeah. If he actually lives the life according to his conversion, the world forgets him. Right. They always forget the guy. They don't want to talk about, oh, this week he went to the church and he brought 6,000 fans. They literally stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of crossed over. But they will make noise if, yo, last week he converted, but this week we saw him at the club with like 15 girls. They will still talk about you as long as you are contentious. Mm-hmm. But if a person's life really changes, you fall out of the public eye. They just don't want to talk about you anymore. Yeah, oh, Mace. Yeah, Pastor Mace.
M-A dollar sign E.
You know, Pastor Mace, who was like the first CD I bought. First, dude, dollar sign, man. Crazy. Loved Mace.
I used to be crazy Mace about song. That dude.
You know, I wasn't. But
welcome back.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome. That was dope. But I was crazy into Mace. Mm-hmm. I was so happy when I discovered he had taken a turn and he was going into Christianity and so on. I was like, great. And he was coming back with a Christian kind of album or something. An album. And I was like, wonderful. Then I was like, he signed to G-Unit?
G-Unit.
Okay. Okay. And hey, look at history. That didn't last so long. And Pastor Mace kind of faded into obscurity.
Is he still a pastor, by the way?
I have no idea.
Okay.
He's definitely not on Pastors of L.A., anything
definitely
like that.
Not.
So, that's a whole nother story altogether.
In that example,
that's seeking popularity, though.
Didn't he? Yeah, exactly. He sought popularity. He said, fine, I've got this gospel. G Unit is popular. Mm-hmm. Make myself relevant. Sign preach to the people. And when he did that, he got swallowed.
Yeah.
He vanished. It made what he did ineffectual.
Yeah.
Or at least that's how it looked. I love that album, but there was never a follow up album. Yeah, or if there was, we never heard of it.
Yeah. You know what? Wow, that's very interesting, because the question I actually want to then ask is, as Christians, right, genuinely, as Christians, should we be seeking popularity, right? Should we make it our endeavor and our mission to want to become popular?
I say no. If we replace the word popularity with the word favor, I think it puts things into perspective.
The F word.
The F word, that one, yeah.
Okay.
Because if you're seeking favor, there's only one person's favor who you're meant to be seeking at any given time. And if you look for the favor of man, then it doesn't work. I'd rather be popular with God than popular with man. It's that simple.
Okay.
And popularity with one inevitably means that your family and friends will still like you.
Right.
Maybe not everyone else.
So this means that you can be, being popular with God or having God's favor does not always translate to having favor with man.
Nope. Not always.
Right. Because another thing that I notice is that when something good happens, right, we always, and I guess it's a natural human thing, we always associate good things with God. Mm-hmm. So something good happens, you get a PhD or you get a new opportunity somewhere, a new client, everybody says, wow, God is so good, we praise God. But sometimes it's not God, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the things we associate with God are not God,
right?
Right? Even in the church, right? Just because somebody looks blessed doesn't necessarily mean that they are blessed. True. It could just be that they are putting up a facade or that the means. So this actually, I think, requires us as Christians to think a bit deeper and look at what we... Look at our value system.
Right.
Have we just become like the world? And I don't like saying this because there's this us and them thing when I say the world, like those evil people. No. But I'm just saying the system, the mm-hmm. belief system that is there, that people who don't value God the way that Christians ought to have, right? So I'm saying we need to be careful that we don't end up having the same value system but just putting a Christian label on it. So we're looking for the same things that the world is looking for. We are chasing after the same thing. Because mm-hmm. Jesus warns mm-hmm. us and he says, you know, you're not like the world. So don't be chasing after the things they're chasing after. Because mm-hmm. I'm seeing a lot, and I also have to check myself a lot to say, Ish, how am I different, right? Are we not all just pursuing the same thing?
True.
Is this really still about seeking first the kingdom of God? Or if I left the kingdom somewhere, and I'm just seeking that, and I'll just say, God blessed me. You know, so popularity. C1, I'd love to hear what. So Biscuit here says, no, we should not seek popularity.
I would give it a definite no. Okay. Like from the insert, we've been talking about the motive and also discussing popularity as in for myself, or am I pushing God's agenda? So what am I really pushing? So for me, I would definitely say it's a no. Popularity, especially what Biscuit said in the description. That's mainly trying to please the people that you want to be popular with. So for us, we are not really called to please people. We're actually called to make disciples of all nations. We're actually called on a different pathway altogether, which goes against the grain, against the world. So that in itself is going to create some friction. So now if you start looking for popularity, that means you're going to bend our ways and go the direction that everyone is happy with. We start watering down the word of God in our lives and our actions, and then we start accommodating certain things that we're not supposed to accommodate because we want to be popular.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say no. But I think we should be pushing God's agenda and making that go out more than me trying to push myself and trying to be popular.
I think we as Christians or people in general, we've got the same drives and motives as anybody else. It's not like we're an alien race.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I want to be liked.
Yeah.
I want people to come up and say, hey, wow, what you do is so fantastic. You're really an inspiration. Mm-hmm. When are you doing your next thing? I want that. But I think that in itself is the danger of popularity because it feeds your ego.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it without it feeding your ego at some point in time. And then you thinking you are your God rather than God himself.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't be separate. As a kid, the readers, listeners, or I don't know if people read this. Does it get written? It gets written too? I don't know. But growing up, I'm big into, like we said, I'm on the weird side of the same industry. I'm into cartoons and comics and all of that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be, I'm going to be Marvel.
Right.
I'm going mm-hmm. to be Stan Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be that. And I registered my first company.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 13.
Wow.
And it was my name. It was like my name on the company because I was like, mm-hmm. God's given me. I did think God mm-hmm. had given me. I was like, God gave me this direction and I'm going to put my name up there. And I pushed that for years. God was gracious for me and he just said, keep going, little boy. And he let me do it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Until I came back. Now, this is fast forwarding all the way to 2008. I think.
Right.
And I was now very focused, very much in church. I was spitting fire, I think, at that time.
Right,
that's another
right,
discussion
right.
altogether.
You've gotten rid of the dreadlocks.
I did all that. Put my watch on the altar. my Echo Sick Unlimited facts. Studded oh, watch. It cost me $500 to buy.
And
anyway,
you gave me that dope jacket.
I gave you the jacket, man. I put my shoes. So limited sweet. Edition Adidas shoes. I've never seen them again. Anyway, we did all that.
I gave away the jacket, though.
You know what? You didn't need to tell me that now. But so around that time, I then stopped and thought, mm-hmm. why am I, if I'm saying my purpose is in God and what I'm doing is for Christ, why does all this stuff have my name on it? Why do I get the praise at the end of the day? Why do I get put forward? Why is it that when I'm going to end up on one of these talk shows, they're going to say, wow, you founded your company with your name. There's going to be no God in any of that. Mm-hmm. And so I changed the whole direction and I slapped Jesus on it. Got to sprinkle some Jesus on that. And I did that and totally changed the direction. Totally analyzed why I did everything.
Right.
And in that analysis, wow, this has been a long way to get here. In that analysis, I realized something. I wasn't going to be Marvel.
Right.
Because Marvel is famous because they mm-hmm. they can put yep. sexuality on yep. their covers. Yep. They're famous because they can have big scenes where 5,000 soldiers are gutted and gored and their blood is splattered everywhere. They can talk about homosexuality. They can talk about abortion. They can talk about all these things, which I can talk about too. Mm-hmm. But I have to talk about it from a particular perspective.
Right.
They can say whatever. Mm-hmm. So as I realized that, I knew that I'm guaranteed by the fact that I've decided to put Jesus in everything to never reach the levels that I'd always dreamed to as a child. I can't have that popularity. It has to actually die.
Right.
I just can't. So I think as humans, as Christians, it's that dying to the ego mm. that we have a problem with.
Sure.
We don't really want to let go of our dream of being on the stage of idols and having everyone stand up and clap for me. We don't want to give that up.
Yeah.
I don't want to say, I will never be a millionaire. When you realize that most business people do some of the weirdest and shadiest things, mm-hmm. and if you do it the Christian way, mm-hmm. you might not make your million.
Right.
We don't want to give that up.
And wow, this just thank you for saying that, Biscuit. And you know, wow, there's so much in what you said that I think is critical, so critical. And the challenge that I pose and always want to pose to our listeners is that we have to start thinking, right? Because I think that's one of those things that we don't do anymore. Because what that essentially means is that we have to look at the people that we view as icons, the role models that we have. What do they value? Do they value the same things that we value? We have to look at some of our goals and ambitions and look at the word. If the Bible really is the compass that God gave us, then we've got to look and say, who are the most popular people, the most famous or the most influential figures in the Bible? How did their lives go? How did their lives end? And did they end up becoming famous and the whole world bowing down to them? Or was it the other way around? What does God value? Because if we don't value what God values, then are we really following and obeying him? You know what I mean? You look at someone like King David, who was, I think he's probably one of the most dominant figures in the Bible.
Yeah.
Apparently, David is actually the most quoted person mm-hmm. in the whole Bible or something yeah. like that, right? But you look at his life, very famous. He did all these things, made his mistakes, but he was a man after God's own heart. And that's the thing that was valued the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at someone like Solomon, his son, who had everything, like everything. But, you know, he ends up saying life is meaningless. He loses it, totally loses the plot. Meaning that maybe the very things we're seeking after are not what God wants for us. We don't like to hear that. And a lot of our churches, right? A lot of our churches, and I'm setting this challenge to you pastors out there. And I'm not a pastor, and I'm just like a young man who just has questions, right?
Preacher!
Yeah, guys, sorry to call you guys, but pastors, here's the deal. If you keep telling people that Jesus wants you to drive a Rolls Royce and that Jesus wants you to become a billionaire, and guess what's going to happen? If people don't become billionaires, they're going to think Jesus failed. Right?
Right.
I think there's something wrong with that. Think about it, pastors. Having said that, I'm your host, fit for the post. I'm out.
That's Biscuit. Still got pressure. Still here. You can reinflate me. I'll be back. Don't be scared. That'll be my sign from now on. Biscuit.
Anyway, we're done.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Radiant Culture Podcast. If you want to make a contribution, make a suggestion, or have a request, you can get in touch with us via email on radiant@thehub.co.zw or inbox us on Facebook and Twitter. Look out for the next episode and remember to share this one with everybody you know. God bless.
It's hot, it's fresh, it's uncut. #RealTalk on the Radiant Culture Podcast.